The winners of elections in India are working to form a government, and all indications are that the next prime minister will be Sonia Gandhi. She's the leader of the Congress Party and the widow of Rajiv Gandhi, a former prime minister. NPR's Philip Reeves takes a look at the Italian-born woman whose party led India for decades after its independence.
It took officials from India's Congress Party years to persuade Sonia Gandhi to take over the leadership of the crumbling party after the assassination of her husband Rajiv in 1991. Now, mobbed by a throng of reporters, she stands in the spotlight and at the threshold of power in the world's largest democracy.
Over the next few days, the process of government formation will gather momentum. The Congress Party will take the lead to ensure that our country has a strong, stable and secular government.
If Sonia Gandhi becomes Prime Minister, she will, at 57, be the fourth member of the Nehru Gandhi dynasty to hold the job. Her predecessors are sewn deeply into the fabric of India's post-independence history. The first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, her mother-in-law, Indira Gandhi, her husband, Rajiv. By contrast, Sonia Gandhi is shy and rather enigmatic. Her remoteness has long puzzled political pundits, but Professor Pushpendra Pant of New Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru University says it may have helped her gain power.
I personally find that a little odd. I like the Indian leaders to be mingling with the masses, but I suppose that also makes her attractive to a lot of people, because if you keep yourself aloof, it's not easy to read your mind, it's not easy to read your body language.
The Nehru Gandhi dynasty has paid a price for its part in India's history. In 1984, Indira Gandhi was assassinated. 7 years later, so was her son Rajiv, Sonia's husband. Professor Pant says this has fundamentally affected the way the family is perceived by the Indian public.
And I think that partly is contributing to the mystique and the charisma of the family. It's like the Kennedys in the United States of America.
Sonia Gandhi was born in Turin, Italy, to a Roman Catholic family. Her connection with India began when, as a young language student in Cambridge, England, she met and married Rajiv Gandhi in 1968. For years, she stayed in the background, running the household for Indira Gandhi like a dutiful daughter-in-law. She didn't enter politics until 1998, and she's still seen by many as a novice. As leader of Congress, she was frequently criticized for being out of touch. Her opponents also made much of her non-Indian origins, deriding her accented, although fluent, Hindi. This is still raised by ordinary Indians, like Delhi street stall operator Pradeep Munjab.
People don't want that Sonia Gandhi's come. Because, first of all, it's nationality. She's not Indian. They don't want any foreigner to, you know, rule the world, India.
But the Congress Party's wholly unexpected victory in this election suggests many Indians now accept Sonia Gandhi as their own. They've also embraced her children, Priyanka and Rahul. The two were treated as celebrities on the campaign trail. They were seen as figures from a new generation and a break with the old men who ran the Vajpayee government. Rahul, Sonia's son, won a seat. Professor Pant says Sonia's Indianness is no longer an issue.
I think she's as Indian, belonging to a particular social class, as anybody else is. And I think she knows that her life and destiny are inseparably entwined with India because of her children, because of her husband's death, her memories. I mean, as an individual, she must be having very strong memories of good times and bad times in India.
Talks are now underway between Congress leaders over forming a government. But on the streets of Delhi, the party's celebrating supporters are in no doubt who they want to be in charge. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.